Today on CityCast Chicago. Earlier this week, we talked about fake and fake-ish holidays. Well, turns out, today is one of them. It's National Trivia Day. So what better way to celebrate than with a little Chicago history trivia? Producer Michelle Navarro and newsletter editor Sydney Madden are here to face off. It's Thursday, January 4th. I'm Simona Lisea in for Jacoby Cochran, and this is what Chicago's talking about. Hey, Sid, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Simone.
Hey, Michelle, Happy New Year to you as well.
Happy New Year.
Since January marks a new year, I thought it would be fun to do a little bit of trivia all about big events in Chicago history that happened in January's past. So here's how this is going to work. We've got four categories of questions with three questions in each category, and the questions are worth points based on difficulty. So the easiest questions are worth 100 points. The hardest questions are worth 300 points. Each turn, one of you will choose a category and a difficulty. It's like Jeopardy, like books for 300 or whatever, right? That kind of thing. I'm going to read the whole question, and then whoever says buzz first will have the opportunity to answer. If you get it right, you can choose the next category and the next level. If you get it wrong, the other player will get a chance to answer instead. I'm also going to award partial points if you're really, really close. I'll give away some whimsy points if I think what you said is really fun. You know, I think lots of points up for grabs here. And then at the end, we'll tally up the point total and declare a winner. Any questions about how we're going to play?
What are the four categories?
That is a great question, Sid. The four categories are fashion.
Oh.
Weather. Engineering and news.
Engineering, Simone, what?
I promise you it's easier than it sounds. I truly promise you. You guys should see the looks of worry on their faces right now. It's really, I promise you, you're going to know this.
I almost wish you had said sports.
You think sports would have been easier?
Than engineering. We are not women in STEM, or I'm not anyway.
I am not a woman in STEM.
I promise you, you will know some of these answers. But to decide who goes first, I would love for each of you to tell me your favorite Chicago landmark, and whichever one I like better is going to be the person who kicks us off. So Michelle, what's your favorite Chicago landmark?
My favorite official slash unofficial Chicago landmark is there is a giant indigenous man who stands on 63rd and Pulaski. I grew up passing by him all the time. There used to be a tobacco shop. That's the reason why he's there. Since then, there is now an eye doctor, like an eye care clinic. They just put glasses on him and put a sign that says, "I can see now." And I just love that, you know, like he's still there and people still really appreciate him. And he's such a landmark in the area, so that's my favorite.
He is really big. I have seen it before, and like it is kind of, it's like kind of the tallest thing around for like several blocks. Like he's really, really big.
Yeah.
Sid, what's your favorite landmark in Chicago?
So I actually learned about this from a Hey Chicago reader a few months ago. It is the Abraham Lincoln statue in Edgewater. So it's just this Abraham Lincoln a lot of people thirst over. He's young looking, clean shaven. I think he's barefoot, like a shirt is unbuttoned a little. And I just think it's funny and weird. And I like that people are just like, yeah, thirsting over him.
Oh, I actually have not seen that one, but I do remember when you wrote about it and I was like, oh, I gotta go take a look at this.
It's so
like,
weird.
It's such a weird, right? It's not the statue itself. It's the, everybody's got, you know, it's like the culture that has developed around the statue. I think I'm going to have to go with Abraham Lincoln, Sid. So that means you get to go first. You pick the category and the difficulty, fashion, weather, engineering, news.
Real quick, any points for, any points for you liking the...
No points for that.
Okay. Don't try to do that early in the game.
She's already campaigning.
Don't try to snake some points. Let's be fair.
The categories are fashion, weather, engineering, and news.
Okay, I'm going to go weather.
Weather for what level?
The medium level. I think that's 200.
Weather for 200. So, some of the biggest snowstorms in Chicago history have happened in January. During Chicago's largest ever snowstorm, from January 26th to the 27th in 1967, rail cars of snow were sent to which sunny U.S. state? They sent rail cars of snow to a state.
Florida?
It was Florida. You are correct. Okay. And you get 200 points. Remember to buzz in if you think you know the answer. Either player can answer.
Okay. So even if Sid picks the category, mm-hmm. I could still buzz in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I forgot about that as well. Thank you for clarifying, Michelle.
But that's okay. We'll keep going. Sid, you get to pick the next category and the next level. You can stay in weather or you can move along.
Fashion 200?
Fashion for 200. So, on January 19th, 1935, Chicago sold the first ever jockey briefs. This is a multiple choice question. They sold out very, very quickly, but can you tell me how many pairs were sold? Here are the options. Did they sell A, 300 pairs, B, 600 pairs, or C, 1,200 pairs of the first ever jockey briefs?
Buzz.
Michelle.
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to do C.
That is incorrect. Sid, do you have the answer?
Is it B?
It is B. 600 pairs for 200 points again for Sydney.
Oh, cool.
Sid, category and level.
I just want to say I like this game so far.
Because you're
of
winning.
Of course you do.
Okay, let me think. What are the last two categories?
Engineering and news.
Okay, I'll do engineering 200.
Engineering for 200. In the dead of night, between January 1st and 2nd, 1900, workers blasted the last bit of dirt to permanently reverse the direction of the Chicago River. The tax district that was created in 1889 to facilitate the construction of the canal and the reversal of the river was originally called the Sanitary District. Now responsible for treating all of Chicago's wastewater, what is that district called today? Who gulped? Was that you, Sydney?
No, that was me.
Michelle, can we get 10 points to Michelle for gulping?
Yes, please. This is audio art, you know what I mean? So I felt like I had to express myself in an audio format. So thank you for my 10 points.
Is it called something district?
Can we get another hint?
Yeah.
Your hint is we did an episode about this. Maybe it was in 2022. It was a while ago, but we have done an episode about this district.
So Sid should know this.
Whoa.
Because Michelle, I didn't work here yet.
There's been 700 episodes. Let's chill on it a little.
I'll give you 5 more seconds.
Is it a harbor?
It is not. It is not. And that is your time. That would be the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District.
Oh, I would have never gotten that.
I actually... Well, they should have known that. Damn.
Well, Michelle gets 10 whimsy points. And Michelle, you get to now choose the category and the points.
I will do fashion.
For how much? 100 or 300?
100.
Okay. So staying on the selling of the first ever jockey brief on January 19th, 1935. Can you tell me which Chicago department store sold it?
Buzz.
Michelle.
Marshall Fields.
Yes, it was. Marshall Ooh. Fields, 100 points for you.
That was a close buzz.
It was a close one. I knew you guys would know that one. I mean, name a Chicago department store, right?
Right.
Category and level, Michelle, your choice.
I'll do engineering. Is 100 left?
Yes.
Engineering 100.
Not engineering.
Okay. So we're still talking about the reversal of the direction of the Chicago River, which happened in the dead of night between January 1st and 2nd, 1900. Doing so allowed the city to pull in clean drinking water from Lake Michigan and send its wastewater to which major U.S. river?
Buzz.
Michelle.
Mississippi.
Correct. That's 100 points for Michelle.
Faster with the buzzer.
You gotta be confident. Gotta know the answer. Feel good about it. Michelle, category and points.
I'll do news for 100.
News for 100. On January 31st, 1977, Evel Knievel was set to do a Jaws-inspired stunt at the Chicago Amphitheater, which is now known as the United Center. But he crashed in practice, making it the Daredevil's last jump. The stunt, along with an episode of Happy Days, helped to inspire what TV expression?
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
By expression, you mean like a phrase?
Yes, I'm looking for a phrase. It was a Jaws-inspired stunt.
I'll take the L with this one. I don't know.
All right. I think we're there. The phrase is to jump the shark.
I would have never got that. That was very literal, but
it's very literal. It's very literal. The phrase refers to when something is sort of past its prime or has gone too far, gotten too wacky. Knievel was set to jump over a long pool of 13 sharks. Wow. But like I said, he crashed during practice. For what it's worth, the sharks also didn't fare that well. Several of them also died in the lead up and the aftermath of that event. So Sid, that means it's your turn to choose the category and the points.
Do we still have fashion for 300 left?
We do have fashion for 300. We're still talking about the sale of the first ever jockey brief. Can you tell me, Sydney, what was the original name of jockey when they sold the briefs in 1935 at Marshall Fields? Jockey's original name.
I mean, Buzz, but is
Go
was
for it,
it Cooper's Briefs or something like that?
I'll give it to you. It was Cooper's.
Okay.
It was Cooper's. So yeah, you'll get the full 300 points for that. I think that's totally fair.
I love 300.
Before that, they were Cooper and Sons. It was a Michigan company. Sid, you actually wrote about this in the newsletter a while back, which is where I got the inspiration for this.
It's been a couple of years. I'm trying to rack my brain.
All right, Sid, choose a category and points.
In news, what categories do we have left?
We've got the 200 and 300 left.
Okay, I'll do news for 200.
News for 200. Prohibition was ratified on January 16th, 1919, and enforcement began almost exactly a year later. According to the Chicago Tribune, the city lost $8 million a year in saloon licensing. I've got multiple choices here. I want you to tell me that $8 million a year, it made up what percentage of the city's annual revenues? Was it A, 10%, B, 15%, or C, 25%?
Buzz.
Michelle.
C.
You are correct. It was 25%, a quarter of the city's annual revenues, according to the Chicago Tribune.
Wow.
Which seems, that seems like a lot, right? A quarter in saloon licensing?
Because when you said 8 million, right?
Yes.
I'm like, 8 million back then was a lot. So I was just like, it has to be the most.
Yeah,
that's true.
For sure, for sure. Michelle, category and level of question.
I'll do news. What was the
300
last
is what we've got left.
Let's do 300.
Okay. On January 16th, 1967, the original McCormick Place burned to the ground. It took just 4 years to rebuild the building, which has since served as the base for the sprawling convention center we know today. Can you tell me what is that building that was rebuilt in 1971? What is that building now called? It also can sometimes be known as the East Building.
Buzz for partial points.
Okay.
Does it have the word lake in it?
It does have the word lake in it. Do you think you can extrapolate the other sort of three bits of that?
Nope. Just going for the partial points.
Michelle. Is it East Lakeshore?
drive? No. Sydney, it's the Lakeside Center. Sid, I'm going to give you, since it was like what, the Lakeside Center is what it's called. So it's like one of three elements. So I'm going to give you 100 points for that out of the 300 points total. And I will let you choose the next category and the points.
Can you remind me what categories we have left?
Yes, we've got engineering for 300, weather for 100 and 300, and that's it.
Weather for 300.
Weather for 300. So the record for Chicago's biggest snowstorm is from 1967 in January, from January 26th to the 27th. Can you tell me how many inches fell? How many inches of snow fell during that snowstorm? And I will award partial credit depending on how close you are.
Buzz, 23 inches.
Yes. Wow. Straight on. How did you remember that?
Because it was in the newsletter. That's why she probably knows it.
I did a little Googling beforehand of what I thought could be in this quiz, and I thought this might be one of them.
Very young of you.
Yes.
Should have been a dolphin.
The Weather Service theorizes that snowstorm was the biggest disruption to commerce and transportation since the Great Chicago Fire. It was a huge, huge, huge deal. Sid, you've got weather for 100 or engineering for 300. Take your pick.
I guess engineering 300.
So, talking about the reversal of the river, as it was a engineering marvel in Chicago, hailed as a public health victory here, but of course, communities downstream of the city, particularly those on the Mississippi, weren't too happy about getting Chicago's waste. Can you tell me what city filed an injunction against Chicago just a few weeks after the direction of the river was reversed? What city?
Buzz? St. Louis?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
St. Louis filed a lawsuit, but the U.S. Supreme Court decided in Chicago's favor, helping to cement the legacy of the Chicago River. So that's 300 points for Sydney, which leaves us with the 100 level question for weather. Another big snowstorm in Chicago history happened from January 12th through the 14th, 1979, when 20 inches of snow fell. The city's inadequate response to the blizzard is often cited as the reason which Chicago mayor lost the election a month later.
Buzz. For partial points?
Yes, Sid.
Okay, well, this person lost to Jane Byrne, right?
Correct.
And is the first name Michael?
Yes.
I don't know the last name.
That would be Michael. Michelle, do you know?
No.
That would be Michael Blandick, who lost in 1979. For that, Sid, I'm going to give you a full 75 points.
Thanks.
The full 100. But you get, you know who won, and you got Michael. But the last name was Blandick. And we have actually made it through all of the questions. Really nice job, guys. How'd you feel about it? Did you feel, was it as hard as you thought it was going to be, easier? How would you think?
I feel like Jacoby's laughing at us from Europe, but okay.
Yeah, probably.
Can't all be Jacoby Cochran.
We are tallying up the totals now as we speak. Sydney, you are far and away our winner with 1,475 points. Michelle, very solid showing at 410 points.
Congrats.
Well done.
Good
well
job
done.
To you too.
Thank you, Simone, for putting this together.
Well, thank you both so much for playing along with me. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Simone.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, I've got one more quiz question for you. Who should you vote for as best podcast and best newsletter in the Reader's Best of Chicago poll? Obviously, that would be CityCast Chicago and Hey Chicago. You can find us under the City Life category at the link in the show notes. And some good news to get you through. I just wanted to say a really big thank you to everyone who became a member of CityCast Chicago during our founding membership campaign. Your support means so much to us, and we are all truly grateful. If you don't know what I'm talking about, head to membership.citycast.fm to learn more. And thanks again. That's it for today. Join us right back here tomorrow when we'll be breaking down the week's news with a couple friends. We'll talk to you then.
The river stuff, like, I remember learning that, but I don't know. It's something that I haven't heard about in a long time. Like, I feel like I had learned that a long time ago. It's kind of messed up that we did that, but...
We did a lot of things in the dead of night to make big things happen.
Yeah, a lot of things were messed up. Exactly.
It's a theme in Chicago history, you'll find.
Of course.